This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. This week, President Obama met with U.S. House Republicans to hear their thoughts on cutting the budget deficit and the national debt. And the House Republicans unveiled their proposed budget, which calls for major changes in entitlement programs, among other things. But what about the House Democrats? Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson represents Georgia's 4th District. It's in metro Atlanta, includes much of DeKalb, all of Rockdale, and parts of Gwinnett and Newton counties. Congressman Johnson, welcome back.
Thank you, Dennis. Good to be back.
On the Republican budget, obviously there are a number of things that for you and the House Democratic Caucus would be non-starters, particularly the way in which Congressman Ryan and his colleagues are talking about changing Medicare. But he did do some things that Republicans had not talked about much before, including revenue, tax break elimination, and that sort of thing. Is that at least a starting point for you?
No, the Ryan budget is nonsense. It is something that does not explain how you increase revenues by lowering the tax rates for companies and for individuals. The Republicans are still hell-bent on protecting the wealth of the wealthy and the corporate elites in America.
But Republicans have talked about rolling back some of the revenue-raising measures that the president has managed to include. Here it seems, though, that Congressman Ryan, while he's not proposing new revenue, is accepting what's already been done. Going back to the original question, isn't that at least a starting point for talks?
Well, the Bush-era tax cuts expired on incomes above $450,000 for a revenue-raising amount of about $700 billion that is already in place. They've closed the door on any new revenue that would offset the draconian cuts that they are advocating for. Additionally, they want to cut some of the deductions, like the mortgage interest deduction, that middle-class people have to offset their incomes, but it doesn't say anything. That budget doesn't say anything about closing down tax loopholes for the rich and the wealthy.
What are the absolutes for you and some of your colleagues in the House Democratic Caucus? Are there things that you say, okay, we draw a line in the sand on this, we're not budging on it?
There are some groups of Democrats who say that they will never support any changes to benefits for the so-called entitlement programs, meaning Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. I myself am opposed to any cuts in benefits from those programs. But Democrats are not the problem as far as being unwilling to negotiate anything. It has been the Republicans. And they are simply unwilling to do anything that would hurt the profits and the wealth of their constituencies.
So are you saying, aside from Social Security and Medicare, that you would be certainly open to at least talking about cuts in other domestic programs?
Yeah, I think we can. Everything should be on the table. I'm certainly willing to look at anything and do what makes sense to do. In order to make it happen, though, we need the House Republicans to give up some of their just-say-no attitude on resources and revenue.
Are you saying, then, that Medicare cuts of any kind are off the table as far as you're concerned, and is that a problem, since that is one place where we're expecting to see huge increases in costs?
No, I said Medicare cuts to benefits are off the table. People have earned those benefits. They have paid for them. We cannot go back on the promise that we made to our elderly to provide those benefits to them.
So are you ruling out changes for future recipients then?
Yes, at this time, I am. But I remain willing to discuss all options, but I'll tell you, I know that we can create additional revenue for Medicare as well through a means test arrangement, which we don't have now. So if Medicare became more of a system for folks who really needed it, well, there would be a lot of savings that would accrue from such a change.
Georgia Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson, thanks so much again for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dennis.